It's Friday, June 25th, 2021. In 4 days, it will be what would have been my 30th wedding anniversary. And I will have been divorced just shy of as long as I was married. I feel like people probably think that it's pointless or stupid or pathetic or silly if you can think about such a thing. Not that I think most people have any particular insight such that I would take their critiques as an important matter, unless they provided me with evidence or argument to make their point. But it feels like psychologically a momentous day. I know it's not. I know it's just a day, just another rotation of the earth, another encounter of the earth with roughly the same point in its orbit that it's gone through every time around for 4.5 billion years, almost all of them before I was around, and which it will continue to do, presumably, for long after I'm not here. Although when you presume, you make a prez out of you and me, so gotta be careful. But I don't know. I even sent myself an email about this. I was thinking about a lot of times when you're feeling depressed, people are trying to give you some support, even people who understand what depression is and so forth. And they'll say to you, remember, depression lies. It's temporary. You won't keep feeling this way. You know, you feel like you feel this way forever. But it's not true. Pass. While that is, of course, true, because everything will pass, it's just as true to say it the opposite, that good moods will pass. And just as likely that they are the thing that lies, not depression. There have been some studies. I don't know how consistent or replicated the data is, but I'm aware of studies that show that people who have a tendency or a history of depression at least rate themselves more realistically. Most people, for instance, will rate their abilities above the median on most things, which obviously is contradictory. Everyone can't be above the median. Not even most people. Only half of people can be above the median, in fact. That's what a median is. And depressed people don't necessarily tend to rate themselves unrealistically low, at least not when they're not full-blown depressed. They just tend to rate themselves more honestly. They don't tend to be as harsh towards other people, interestingly. This is my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it is interesting. So it's just as likely, if not more likely, to say that when you're feeling good and optimistic and positive, that's the emotion that's lying to you. We know that it too will pass. I'd say this because of specific personal circumstances. Yesterday, for whatever reason, I was in a pretty good mood. And I think it showed in my blog post that I wrote yesterday, when I've talked almost entirely about writing and about thoughts about what I might write soon, some of the many book ideas that I have that I'm thinking about maybe doing next after I'm done with my current projects, and even vainly asking people if they had any thoughts about what might be the best option or what they thought might be good, or did any of those sound good. Don't tend to get feedback, so it also, weirdly enough, just being a positive, fairly upbeat post has gotten fewer likes so far than most of my posts get by this time. Now that could be entirely coincidental. I don't have a large amount, enough amount of data to draw any conclusions, but it is amusing at least. But anyway, so I felt, I was writing honestly in my blog post about the thoughts of, what might be my next project, and legitimately talking about book and story ideas that I've nursed for a long time. Even posted some of my pictures of my characters, the Dark Fairy and the Desperado, and then extra dimensional demigod Lucy, who loves the Beatles and patterned her realm after their songs. But, yeah. Then by afternoon, I was crashing. I say crashing, it makes it sound as if I was coming off something. I wasn't. I took my same antidepressants that I always take, and all my usual vitamins and things like that. Nothing really different. Even went for a walk. I was feeling that optimistic and positive, and even though it was drizzling, it had been raining severely earlier, but that stopped, thankfully. So I went for a walk, and, you know, even by the end of the walk, I was starting to crash. I don't know, maybe my blood pressure? Maybe my blood sugar went down. But, you know, that doesn't make sense because I ate after that things that should have readily corrected my blood sugar. And in a non-peak and trough way, something more durable, and that didn't seem to matter much. I've often sort of toyed with that idea that maybe sometimes my blood sugar gets low and it makes my go low, which certainly is plausible. But it doesn't seem to respond as one would expect low blood sugar to respond to, well, replenishing one's blood glucose with reliable sources that don't just give you an immediate zing and then crash. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's just my cycle. I mean, certainly for me, the at least slightly depressed mood is the norm. It has been for a long time, and I can't say my whole life. I probably can't give you an unbiased impression of what my mood has been most of my life. But it feels like most days for most of the last 2 decades, and at least some of the years before that, my late teens, my early 20s, I've felt down more than I've felt up. Certainly when I was in college, obviously, with everything that was happening then, after my open heart surgery, dealing with my parents and Sherry's hand injury. And then I was very, quite upbeat, positive during residency. Obviously, when I had the kids, they were wonderful, and I had hurt my back. That didn't help matters, and was on medication for that, and that screwed up my mood in addition. So I was already depressed before starting that. Maybe I have a long cycle, but if so, I feel like I'm more down than up by quite a big ratio. I don't know. I don't know that I have any thoughts. I have very little optimism about my near, let alone distant future, and very little desire to be optimistic. I feel like it's just deluding myself. So, I don't know. Is it Ecclesiastes? All is vanity. All is vanity. Something like that. That's obviously not the original. Was Ecclesiastes originally in Hebrew? Probably. It's Old Testament. Aramaic, maybe, I suppose. Anyway, predates the Greek stuff from the New Testament. I've read very little the Torah or any other parts of the Bible in Hebrew. About the first few paragraphs I've worked through. Bereshit is the only part I remember. Anyway. That's utterly irrelevant to what I'm talking about. But then again, to come full circle on that quote, everything is irrelevant. And that's about enough of that for today, I guess. Not getting anywhere.